Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 16th of November. Good to have you with me. I'm Paul White. It's Saturday, and I usually try and give you a little heads up about what's going to drop as our long sermon. We post a sermon every Sunday to paulwhiteministries.com, and wherever you're listening to your DDP, you can access that Sunday sermon. I am particularly excited about this sermon this week. This is the message. I jumped out of order just a little bit. I'll explain why I do that for those who track where I go versus what we post. You might be expecting Hogansville, Georgia. Hogansville did not have the video ready in time for me to edit, although that video is up now, or at least it's been made available to me. So when it was time to edit for this weekend, I went ahead and jumped. Instead of doing Sunday night at Hogansville, I didn't want them to be out of order. Even though they're not really back-to-back sermons, but you listen to me preach enough, you know that I tend to build off of what happened, particularly if it happens in the same weekend. So we're going to push Hogansville and do it the next 2 weeks. But for tomorrow, we jump ahead and do the sermon from our October monthly meeting in Flowery Branch. We do a meeting every month. I'll tell you about that one in just a second, but we do a meeting every month where we do a Sunday night at 5. And this is in addition to our normal Tuesday evening meetings, but our group likes to meet when we can. So we did that at the last Sunday of October, and it was a follow-up message from the sermon we did the month before, and that was called Making God Look Good. So if you haven't watched or listened to Making God Look Good, I would encourage that. It's from a few weeks ago. We aired it about a month ago. Making God Look Good. It was about Nadab and Abihu. Over the course of the month following that, I continued just slow walking through the text, and it doesn't take you very long, but you get on up into a little deeper into Leviticus, and you read the story of God establishing the Day of Atonement. And the text says that it happened when Nadab and Abihu died, which tells me that God's response to the Nadab and Abihu instant was the Day of Atonement. So I walk through the Day of Atonement, what it is, what it meant to Israel, and then we walk it up in type and shadow to Jesus and how he's a fulfillment of that sacrificial goat / scapegoat scenario that the Day of Atonement presents. And then we take you into the New Testament to show how the book of Hebrews put time parameters around the incidents of the tabernacle and the temple, even though the incidents of the tabernacle were supposed to be perpetual, everlasting. And yet Hebrews puts time restraints on it till the time of Reformation. And that leads to the title for tomorrow, because that word reformation is improvement. And so our title for tomorrow's message is The Improvement. And the improvement is an improvement of the system and an improvement of the temple. The system was faulty because it pointed man to sin and thus kept him guilty in his conscience. Once that was taken care of, that's an improvement. Jesus is an improvement over that system because you don't see your sins as in an animal. You see them as in a man. And a man lays down his life sacrificially for loving you. The animal did not sacrifice his life for you. He was forced to die on your behalf. Therefore, you carry guilt and shame. But when you see the man, Christ Jesus, die on your behalf as a sacrifice, you realize someone has willingly taken on your debt. Well, that's enormous. That's an improvement. The second half of that improvement is you and I as the temple. Now, you might be thinking, well, you gave me a 3-minute synopsis. Why do I need to listen to the message? Well, it's a good point. But man, we cover some stuff. We get into some good stuff. So I recommend The Improvement. It airs tomorrow on paulwhiteministries.com. Or go to YouTube. If you want to follow us on YouTube, subscribe. Our ministry page is PWM. Visit YouTube, search PWM, and then subscribe, and all those messages will come to you. Of course, wherever you listen to the DDP, you have access to our Sunday and Wednesday long sermon. Those are in addition to the DDP. Speaking of monthly meetings, we are going to meet on the 24th of November in Flowery Branch, Georgia, 5 p.m. Eastern Time will be our monthly meeting, and we would love to have any of you that want to make that drive come be with us. That's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. The first Friday of December, we will be at the Opelika First Assembly of God Church in Opelika, Alabama. That is in the Auburn, Alabama region. We'll be there with Pastor Scott Bryant on Friday night, December the 6th. Visit our website for more details. But we are going to do a service with them and have a... we've always had a good time there. I'm looking forward to going back. And then the next weekend, December 13th, 14th, and 15th, will be our final flight for the year, our flight trip. I kind of look at my calendar and go, when's the last time I get on a plane to go somewhere? That's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of December in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is our first trip to preach in Minnesota. I'm excited about being with Pastor Peter Swart. Information for this is on our website. They've undergone, to my understanding, they're undergoing a name change for their church. So I don't want to give you the wrong name, but all the info will be on Facebook, Paul White Ministries on Facebook. For those of you who know Peter, Peter Swart's the host pastor. He's having myself and my friend Mark Testerman in. It's going to be a fun weekend. If you're in Minnesota or that area, come see us. You need more info? Of course you do, because I didn't tell you much. You can visit paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. If it's not up by today, it'll be up very, very soon. Just keep checking back. And when I do get a final address, name, all that good stuff, of course, I will pass it along. I'm giving you the heads up about a month in advance. Well, maybe not quite a month in advance, but about a month in advance so that you can start making plans second weekend of December to come and be with us. And then we have not set the final date for the final monthly meeting of the year in Georgia, but it's probably going to be either the 22nd or the 29th. We usually try to aim for those last one or two Sunday nights of the month when we are planning that meeting. Those Tuesday night meetings available, they're open to the public, 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, and all of that stuff we post on Wednesday. Now, I apologize that today was predominantly announcements. I wanted to give you some details on the improvement and let you know about that sermon that's coming up. And you normally take an entire podcast to do that, but I look down at the clock and realize I haven't done much, and I feel like I would pretty much cheat you if I jumped in and threw in two or three little things about a verse here or there before we went off for today. I do have an idea that I think I'm going to try out on you next week. As I record these podcasts over the next few days, I'm squeezing a few in before I leave for a trip. By the time this airs, we will have been home for, by the time this one airs, I've been home for a day. But I'm leaving this week to go do a series of meetings in Texas at Calvary Church. And I have thought about doing a podcast on my way and a podcast on my way back. And I think I'm going to try that this time, where I just do a podcast while I'm driving to the event or to the airport, and then a podcast when I'm coming home. Let you know what that process looks like. And I'm not talking about like a second-by-second account, but just talk to you about what the Lord has on my heart on my way into the meeting. And then the next day, the podcast would be what happened in the meeting and how I'm shaped by it. And maybe it's a stupid idea. It's experimental. I think I'm going to try it on this trip. Why not? I think it would be fun, at least for me, and see what comes out. Because sometimes, I was talking to a friend recently, I said, you know, sometimes I start heading down these trails, these rabbit trails, not exactly knowing where they're going to end up, but I do it because I'm confident that the pre-work has been done and the Holy Spirit will meet us there. This might be an example of that. We're going to follow this rabbit trail and see what happens. And so that will come up in just a few days. I'll let you know. All right, tomorrow we'll be back at it in 1 Corinthians 12. See you then. God bless.